White, St. Helena, California, October 6, 1906. Dear son Edson, during the recent camp meeting in Oakland, I had a wonderful blessing from the Lord. As I stood up to speak to the large congregation on Sabbath morning, my weakness left me, and I was animated with a remarkable strength and freshness. I felt a sweet assurance of the protection and blessing of God, which has not left me since that time. My peace flows like a river, notwithstanding the discouraging things that have transpired. The Lord has instructed me what course to pursue, and I am following the light He has given. I have not to retract from what I have written. I have had messages for you, but how can I send them to you? The dark web of deception has been woven about you, and you have taken a position to sow doubts and to uproot confidence in the testimonies God has given me. For years you have done great injustice to your brother. You and Frank Belden and Dr. Kellogg and Jones have cherished wrong feelings toward W.C. White, and some have even descended to employ ridicule against him. Notwithstanding all this, Willie has always been ready to plan with me how we could relieve you whenever you found yourself in a critical financial stress. Recently, the Lord has again opened before me the relation of W.C. White to the work of the Lord. Said my instructor, "I will put my spirit upon him and fit him for your counselor. I will make him a man of clear conceptions. He shall act as a wise counselor in council meetings. He will not be ruled by selfish considerations. He shall be your helper, associated with you, to present the light that shall be given. Edson, God calls for you to be converted. If you remain as you have been for years, you cannot be reckoned as on the Lord's side. Notwithstanding the decided light the Lord has given through your mother, your sympathies have been largely with those who would make of none effect the light God is giving to His people. The time has come when you must make your decision. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow Him." 1 Kings 18, verse 21.